And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. And yes, straight across the border from there to what we now call, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Next topic, dipper number two, alien enemies. And by the way, there's a breaking story that just came out. Fox News has the exclusive on this. Go figure, they got the exclusive. But Fox News has the exclusive. It's on the website right now. I don't have it in my calloused former paratrooper hands, but I'll tell you what it says. Exclusive. The FBI assesses that some Venezuelan government officials likely facilitated the migration of members of the violent gang Tren de Aragua from Venezuela to the United States in order to advance the Maduro's regime's objective of undermining public safety in the U.S. Think about that. That means there were actual government officials with a stated purpose of, we're going to make it more difficult for Americans to live in their own country. We're going to ship them some of our most violent gang members. Tren de Aragua. Alien Enemies Act applies. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798 changes the status of certain people. If they are found here in the United States, they can be immediately gathered up and deported without the usual due process requirements. It's got the liberals up in arms because the liberals who wanted no due process on getting them in wants all kinds of due process to get them out. They don't want to wait in line to come in, but they just want to wait in line before they have to go out. I mean, think about that. It's just asinine. But Phil, they're here now. It applies. Does it really? Under the Alien Enemies Act, it does not. But Phil, they're not really enemies. We're not at war with Tren de Aragua, are we not? Really? Here's my point. And I've said it before on the show, but this is I haven't heard nobody else saying this, so I'm just going to go ahead and claim it. If you look at the non-state actors that are considered to be enemies of the United States, like I said, non-state actors. In other words, they are entities, but they are not geographically bound entities. You've got Al-Qaeda. You've got ISIS. You've got any number of other terrorist organizations that have no geography of their own. The Houthis. Oh, but Phil, they're in Yemen. No, they don't. They're not the Yemeni government. The same with, now, Hamas maybe, because they're technically the government of you know, Gaza, the Palestinian Authority, but Hezbollah, no. The same with the drug cartels and the same with Tren de Aragua and the same with MS-13. These are violent entities that have organizational effort and they are a danger and a threat to the United States. And Trump has declared them to be enemies of the state. I love it. In fact, I'm still waiting for somebody to laze the target and drop a JDAM right down the middle of the chimney of a drug cartel's, you know, lair in Mexico. I'm for it. In the meantime, the FBI has just released a report that says they believe the Venezuelan government actually facilitated members of Tren de Aragua coming here because they had a stated purpose of wanting to undermine public safety in the U.S. That is amazing. Now, let's talk about this for a little bit. The Alien Enemies Act. Who's the poster child for that right now on the Democrat side? Who's their hero? Who's their puppy they must save? Who's their cause celeb right now? Well, it's, you know him, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Just so you know, I got a piece here from Newsbusters. They did a complete review. The two most liberal cable networks, CNN and MSNBC, have basically misrepresented the story of Kilmar Abrego Garcia multiple times. A total of 506 times they referred to him as the Maryland man.
The Maryland father.
The Maryland father, the resident of Maryland. He was described as being from Maryland nearly five times more often than he was described as being from El Salvador. He's an illegal alien from El Salvador who happened to be living in Maryland. 10% of the 318 reports about Garcia on CNN and MSNBC included any mention that he was in the U.S. illegally. And by the way, there's no supposition on that. He was in the U.S. illegally by his own admission. He was already on ICE's detainer list. He had been detained in 2019 and was released on parole and thereafter sought asylum because he was scared to go home because there's a gang out there that might want to get him. Barrio 18 was after him. CNN and MSNBC coverage of Kilmar Abrego Garcia just from the first 2.5 weeks of April. 506 times they called him the Maryland man, the Maryland father, or some other misleading term. In 161 stories, MSNBC only bothered to mention 11 times that he was in the U.S. illegally. CNN mentioned him 21 times across as being illegal across 157 different segments. It goes on. I don't need to keep saying it. But, oh, I know what. Let me do this, though. Garcia's wife filed a protective order. State of Tennessee detained him on concerns about human trafficking. MSNBC only mentioned that 5 times. CNN only mentioned it 25 times. It's unreal. But what we're looking at right now is the Alien Enemies Act. It's probably one of the most artful means of using existing law to do the things that the people of this nation voted for their leaders to do. Let's not lose sight of that. This is not Trump going, I got a Trump thing. I'm doing a Trump thing. You do you, I'll do me. No. He got an overwhelming vote on one of the top issues being, at all times, being the illegal immigration issue. That and the economy. Top two issues. Stephen Miller, who works for the Trump administration as a U.S. Homeland Security advisor, Stephen Miller has been wearing liberals out. Now, that guy talks so fast, I can't hardly keep up sometimes.
He's the most, he almost talks more like Trump than Trump does sometimes, of like the finger animations and all. Yeah, he's great.
But his command of facts is unparalleled. He can he can regurgitate some facts. Like, I look at it, I hear him say things sometimes, and I go, whew, wish I'd said that.
Yeah.
So he slammed the Democrat Party on their opposition to the Alien Enemies Act. He said this. He said, quote, on a Fox News interview, he said, I think it's emblematic of the fact that the Democrat Party has been thoroughly and completely radicalized. They're an open borders party. They're a communist party. They're a party that excuses violence and left-wing terrorism. They're a party polling at 21%. And then he went on to say, if they keep fighting to spring illegal alien gang members loose from foreign countries and bring them back to terrorize our families, that 21% is going to go down to 15 or 10 and lower because Americans, above all else, expect their government to keep them safe. Yeah, what you're watching right now, that is one of the prime functions of government. You know, I'm not a big government guy. You probably gathered that by now. I'm not a big government guy. But I do agree that government is a necessary thing. And in being a necessary thing, government has what are known as essential functions. The essential functions of government, what are they? Well, it depends on whether it's local, state, or federal. But one of the essential functions of government is the police power to enforce crime, or excuse me, to enforce the laws against crime, and to provide a measure of safety for the citizens who pay their taxes and live peacefully. At the local level, that means a police department. At the federal level, that can mean the FBI, the CIA, the military, all of it. But what I'm saying is, what Trump is doing is exactly what not only did we vote for him to do, it's what he's required to do. He has to. It's part of his constitutional mandate. Now, the whole thing about whether or not they can deport gangs under the Illegal Aliens Act has become a judicial tennis match. It's back on, it's back off. It's back on, it's back off. So Trump finally lashed out. You know, we had the Supreme Court saying, good to go, you can pursue it. Then they came back and said, stop what you're doing. We need to give you more direction on whether there needs to be full due process. Well, Trump's finally had enough. Never wanted to hold back. He finally just said, this is ridiculous. Which is, yeah, that's pretty spot on. Trump said, we cannot give everyone a trial. Because here's the thing. There's millions. There are millions. There are hundreds of thousands right now that are illegal alien gang members. And he says, if we gave every single one of them a trial, it would take, without exaggeration, 200 years. He said, we would need hundreds of thousands of trials for the hundreds of thousands of illegals that we're sending out of the country. Such a thing is not possible. What a ridiculous situation we're in. Make America great again. This is in relation to the Supreme Court stepping out in a basically after midnight on Friday night into Saturday morning and blocking the Trump administration's efforts to try and deport a batch of illegal aliens. And they were all gang members headed to the Cicot prison in El Salvador. I do appreciate, though, the fact that Justice Samuel Alito did not take kindly to the way this all went down. I mean, at first you had Judge Boasberg got slapped around by the Supreme Court. The Trump administration was challenging his attempts to enjoin the activities of the Alien Enemies Act being used. And the Trump administration successfully argued that, you know, they gave him advance notification. They allowed him to challenge their detention and deportation. They gave him the whole right to file habeas claims. And the Supreme Court agreed. And then the Supreme Court appeared to change things. ACLU filed a request for intervention. There were 50 Venezuelan immigrants about to be deported from the Blue Bonnet Detention Center in North Texas. And the Supreme Court of the United States said, stop what you're doing there, Trump. Hold what you got. Don't send them out yet. And now Trump is like, what is now what? This is what we call a disparity in the law. They've already said he could. Now they say he can't. Now they're going to come back and say he can, but only with due process. And they're not going to define what due process means. How much due process do they have to have? And oh, by the way, since you said I could use the Alien Enemies Act, which says they don't have to have due process, then what measure of due process are you going to require? So the end result is he's not stopping. And that's the important part. He is not stopping. When I get back from this break, I'll tell you about a few things that are going on right now. But we did have a victory. We did have a couple of victories. And we also got some new use of the Alien Enemies Act on a group that we haven't seen before. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. So finishing this up, this section on the Alien Enemies Act in the aura surrounding it right now. I will tell you this. One setback that we experienced last night is, once again, ABC reporting as of this morning that another federal judge in New York has now rebuked President Donald Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members without due process. He calls it a medieval inquisition. Shut up. You've got to be kidding me. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein, at a hearing on Tuesday, temporarily extended his April 9th order, which temporarily blocked detained migrants. In other words, what he's basically doing is saying, no, I'm not letting you. No, I'm not letting you. No, I'm still not letting you. I'm not letting you even longer now. Hellerstein said, this is the United States of America. People are being thrown out of the country because of their tattoos. Okay, this is a judge with an agenda. Wow. He said, the law is clear. If you're kicking out a person, you give them an opportunity to defend themselves. You can't kick out someone by guilt by association. Yes. Listen, if they're a member of the gang having been designated an alien enemy, then yes, actually you can. Now, we did have one plus up. So one of the things that's happened in recent years is under the Biden administration, the Alejandro Mayorkas and the State Department, Department of Homeland Security and the State Department both began to upfund NGOs on illegal immigration, and like to the tune of billions of dollars to these non-governmental organizations, one of which is Chapters of Catholic Charities. They got $1.13 billion themselves just to do what's called refugee and entrant assistance. It went on. There's other groups out there that, you know, Global Refuge, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Anyway, billions of dollars. Trump administration is shutting it down. We refer to it as the immigration industrial complex, and the Trump administration is shutting it down, and as a result, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops announced they would not renew any further agreements with the federal government on these children's and refugee services. What that basically means is they threw in the towel after making billions, but they still threw in the towel. Finally. How about this? Last one before we go to the break. The Alien Enemies Act, Trump's not stopping, by the way, and that's an important piece. What I appreciate is he is using the systems available to him, taking all legal steps necessary to pursue every avenue he can. And, oh, by the way, when he experiences a setback, he's not stopping everything he's doing. He's going to continue to work. His administration is on the money and they're about to name another group. I got this from American Military News. Dateline today. The U.S. is planning to designate certain Haitian gangs as foreign terrorists, opening the way to use the El Salvador CECOP prison to house them. Haitian gangs and individuals financing and arming them soon could find themselves labeled terrorists and imprisoned in El Salvador's maximum security prison. The U.S. State Department has, you know, been naming the Tren de Aragua MS-13s. They're now looking at naming two major violent groups out of Haiti as foreign terrorist organizations. That's huge. But it's right here in our hemisphere. Keep that in mind. And Haiti's deepening instability is seen to be a risk to our hemisphere because it creates not just a fallen state. It creates a safe haven then for criminals and for terrorist entities and for any number of other things that become a human, the human toll becomes too great for us to ignore. And so they are naming the Grand Griff and the Viv Ansam gangs potentially as terrorist organizations. And that would mean they'd be subject then to the Alien Enemies Act. Because remember the CHNV visa that the Biden administration had? The one they brought in Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan. Well, there's Haitian. If they brought in a ton of Haitians and they were members of these two gangs, they may find themselves in CECOT here real quick.
You know, you were talking earlier about the Supreme Court not being able to define due process and who should be, you know, subject to due process. Can we just get somehow a ruling from the Supreme Court on that? Like, instead of like having a case by case, well, they need due process, they don't, you know, whatever. I wish we could just have a Supreme Court case where they define due process and blanket who gets due process and who doesn't. Like, I wish they could just give a ruling on that. And I would hope that they rule, if you're in this country illegally, you're not subject to due process.
Well, at the very least, rule that due process requirements are modified X and so under the Alien Enemies Act.
Yes.
Because at least that one we know was codified mm-hmm. by a congressional action and has been the law of the land now for 2.5 centuries.
Mm. It's the wishy-washy or, you know, yep, here, no, there, actually, this is, it's like just, I wish we could just get a ruling from the Supreme Court to stop all of this. I mean, they're going to find, the activist judges are going to find a way to be roadblocks again, but I think due process is the main one that
I think the other thing that we really need, too, is we need the Supreme Court to weigh in on the idea of these federal injunctions that blanket the entire nation when it was really, you know, people who were in one district.
Yeah. Didn't they rule that, like, if a case is going on in Texas, some judge in Washington can't rule on it?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that ruling. But
more to come. Yeah. More to come. All right, listen, we're taking a break here momentarily, coming back for the Grand Council. Oh, I love this section. Yep. This is going to be myself, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, and then Yaffe checking in place of the usual Dale Jackson. The Grand Council coming up next, hour number 3. We will be right back.